Swizo.
What's happening?
Oh, good, Baba. How are you?
I'm good. I'm waiting for this thing to come through.
Which one?
Cape Talk newspapers.
Yeah, she was. She was just about to do it, and then as you know, some of this morning. You see, me and Leslie. Did I tell you, by the way, that Joe's on leave? And so
No, I heard Leslie's voice in the background. Yeah. I just can't speak to her from this side.
So Leslie Peters taking over from her. And you know, how is it? How the chemistry is between you and the controller. And so Leslie's still trying to learn me. She's still trying to understand my tempers.
Yeah.
And my, you know, my moments of, you know, throwing tantrums.
Is she a chief supporter or a pirate supporter?
I haven't even asked her that yet because she needs to be careful. I thought I wasn't going to ask her that, so that even if she's an Orlando Pirates supporter, she can sort of cut a gauge that it won't work for her to be an Orlando Pirates supporter. Swizo, you mentioned a story that has puzzled me. Cole CEO.
Yes, Mr. Singh.
It amazes me, Swizo.
It's very, very mind-boggling. It really, really is. It's just one of those things where you just ask yourself, wow, okay, what is happening?
It's like Faith Mutambi saying, I've employed 9 family members. I don't see a problem with that.
Did she say 9 or none?
That's what she came back later on. She said, I said none.
Yeah,
I'm just working with the 9. So the CEO says, I didn't pay an individual. I paid an organization.
An
organization that is in power, that will then use its force. So then you're not winning the contract because of your ability to schmooze, because of your ability to negotiate. You are winning this because you paid someone a bribe. Yeah. That's what it is.
It's basically brown envelope working.
These are the people I want to sit in front of whenever they say, but I didn't pay an individual. You know that Bill Cosby smile when you're looking at them? Like, whatever you say, whatever you say. 34 minutes past 4, ladies and gentlemen, good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us. Swizo, joining us on the lines to talk to us about the papers. Swizo, I'm good.
Page 2 of the Citizen this morning, the Sowetan rather, because I've got the Citizen and the Sowetan, but we'll start with the Sowetan. Page 2 is talking about the SABC seemingly buckled under pressure and apologizing to ANC presidential hopeful Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma following 2 suspicious errors in his TV news coverage of her. The public broadcaster has instituted an urgent internal investigation into reference made to Dlamini-Zuma as Mini Zuma and Zuma ex-wife in the space of 2 months. So the acting CEO Nomsa Piliso has apologized to Dlamini-Zuma and announced the internal investigation. Yesterday, she was speaking, Dlamini-Zuma was speaking in Empangeni. She used her campaign speech in KwaZulu-Natal yesterday to lash out at the public broadcaster while addressing the ANC Cadres Forum. She says that they don't say they must praise us. They are saying that the media must praise them, especially the SABC. The SABC is a public broadcaster and they have channels everybody can access, so they have a bigger responsibility to report accurately. So she said she wouldn't get into the matter because the SABC has subsequently apologized and said that they are investigating the matter. And on page 4 of the Sowetan, Kasatu seems to be having backing from the Business South Africa. Business Unity South Africa and Business Leadership SA said that it would support Kasatu and throw its weight behind Kasatu's national protest against corruption and state capture. Meanwhile, former Kasatu affiliates, the National Union of Metal Workers of South Africa and the Food and Allied Workers Union, says that they have described the protests, or rather the demonstrations, as a desperate attempt by Kasatu to remain relevant. They say Kasatu was part of the very machinery against what is planned to protest by being in partnership with the ANC. So Kasatu has been granted a Section 77 certificate by the National Economic Development and Labour Council, NEDLEC, to protest to protect workers who take part in the protests. I understand also in the Western Cape, the Cosatu in the Western Cape will also be marching against, you know, poor train services that they're claiming, are taking part in, or rather happening in the Western Cape, as tomorrow being a Wednesday.
Yes, Wiso, I've got the Cape Times on my side. It's got a beautiful picture of Banyana Banyana, who were crowned this year's Cosafa Cup, Cosafa's Women Championship winners. This is after defeating Zimbabwe 2-1 at the stadium in Bulawayo. Mm. Hey, man, it's a beautiful picture, Chief.
Yeah, no.
At least we've got one team that's winning.
It's a beautiful story, yes.
Yeah, one team is winning.
Yeah.
So, Proteas, Box, Bafana Bafana, out. Banyana Banyana, champions. Yeah, but now we're talking about it. Now this is good. But then, Swiso, also, it's talking about city cracking down on excessive water users. 51,000 water clamps have been installed, where the city will be installing, or rather, city will be installing 51,000 water management devices on properties of those it has identified as the metro's most excessive users. Starting as soon as this week, it will be rolling out about 2,000 installations a week. The Mayco member for Informal Settlements, Water, Waste Services and Energies, Anthea Limbeck, said that the city has engaged excessive users and they would not be able to object to the installations. Yabonag, we warned you. We warned you. Now you're in trouble.
All right. Page 8 of The Citizen. It's talking about South African households spending more on beer than on vegetables. Eh? This is according to Stats SA.
Come back. What is this?
South African households, Nina Ebbs. You are spending more on beer than you do on vegetables. And the justification or the reasoning behind that is that the Stats SA says beer accounts for 2.1% of total household spending, higher than the 1.5% spent on vegetables. They say that many of us enjoy a pint, but have you ever really thought much about the industry and what you spend on beer? So beer has remained relatively flat in terms of price, and beer inflation for both rural and urban areas climbed 0.3% in June this year compared to June last year, way below the overall annual inflation rate of 5%. So the average price of a single 330ml bottle or can of beer, for example, was 11 rand 86 cents in June of 2017, the same as it cost in January 2017. So if you prefer to buy in bulk, the average price for a six-pack of 330ml bottles or cans can be 61 rand 27 in June this year, which was 1 rand 49 cheaper than the price recorded for January. So the inflation in beer is not as much as compared to maybe vegetables and so forth. So, you know, this is despite the rise in the Syntax beer in April. So, you know, people are saying that, you know, they are spending more time. But however, in the Western Cape, they're saying in the Western Cape, you could have it a bit tougher than those enjoying a glass elsewhere. So because the average price of a 330ml bottle or can in the Western Cape is 13 Rand 77 cents. That was in June, which was 3 Rand 77 more expensive than the recorded for Free State, where beer was the cheapest. So I can see a lot of Western Cape people going to enjoy their weekends.
Not that I would know, Nesfiso. Not that I would know. I have no knowledge of this. But I would imagine just... Let me rather just keep quiet. Swizzle, what else do you have? Let me just keep quiet.
I know,
quiet.
That's it. That's
all right. Swizzle, I'm gonna keep quiet on that point. But all I was going to say is, but it's unfair to compare, beer with vegetables. Because, I mean, vegetables, I'm just saying from someone, maybe I've got a friend that knows this. I mean, you buy vegetables and what on combo.
Yes.
And you get for what, 200 bucks and then that's it. For a 12 pack of beer, it'll cost you 200 rand just like that. And then, but beer is like diminished within the first week. And then the next week you have to buy some again.
Yeah.
And not that I know. I'm just saying. I know someone who knows.
Hence, they say that you spend more money on beer than you do on vegetables.
But that's
so if you're standing at a liquor shop next door, and then you go to the fruit and veg side next door, you're like, let's compare these things. So I'd rather go for this, you know.
All right. So yeah. Talking about booze, though, cops, so this is from the Cape August Feast, so saying that cops are hamstrung in illegal booze battle, where police officers in the province complain that their work is in curbing unlicensed shebeens and enforcing liquor laws is being hampered by the rest of the justice system. At a recent alcohol harms reduction workshop, several officers spoke of how they were enforcing liquor laws only to have fines scrapped. They said a weak justice system was also to blame. Officers said they were being tripped up by enforcement challenges, but would remain committed to enforcing the law at all costs. So, yeah, the justice system, where the cops are saying we're doing our part, but, you know, most of these cases are being scrapped, and then maybe the justice system will go back and say, but you're not doing them properly.
Yeah,
because we follow them down to the T. So I can see where that is going. It's like, you did this, it's your fault. And the other one saying, you did that, it's your fault. But at the end of the day, I like the idea that they all still remain committed to the cause. So, a very good morning to you, Baba.
Thanks, Abs.
Thank you.